Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor. We are in Parashat Kitisa. Kitisa et rosh bnei Yisrael lefikudehem, venatnu ish kofer nafsho la'Hashem bifgodotam, ve'lo yeh ba'em el negev bifgodotam. So there are a few interesting things here. First of all, the way that the Torah describes the counting of Am Yisrael, Kitisa. What is Kitisa? Kitisa is like raise up.
Yeah.
Et rosh, the head. What's the meaning of it? And then also, they should give each of them kofer nafsho. They give what we see later on, mahashita shekel, half of a shekel. And if they don't do it, it's written, ve'lo yeh ba'em negev bifkodotam. That won't be any, plague if going to count them. In other words, you cannot just count Am Yisrael 1, 2, 3, 4. You're not allowed to. Why? What is the idea behind it? What's so terrible about counting people?
It's like as if they're
dead. Every Jew is important.
So?
Oh, you count them.
On the contrary, you can count them.
Hmm?
So why not counting them?
Actually,
the thing is, nobody wants to stand by himself in front of God. If you start counting 1, 2, 3, like you're looking at them as each one is an individual by himself, and then God is looking at you as an individual, and we all know that we are not saints. And if God is looking at us as an individual, he will find something wrong with us. But if God is looking at us as a congregation, as a klal, then each one of us is covering the other. This is one of the reasons.
In America.
Yes.
In the shul that we used to go to, so the rabbi used to take a shekel.
Yeah.
And then he would pass it, and each person would, so that you don't count who gives what around the shul before Purim.
Okay. That's zecher lemachatzit shekel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's zecher that's remember this, what we're talking about here, machatzit shekel. Yeah.
But this explanation is not very precise.
Yes.
Because Hashem doesn't know who you are exactly, who I am exactly, which every one of us we are to hide in the congregation.
So what you're saying is it doesn't need to count at all.
No.
That's what you say.
No,
if God doesn't know
no,
our number.
This is the
that's what you said just now. You said God knows who we are and what we are, and God also knows our number. So why do we need to count?
Because he said to count. Hashem ordered.
But he's telling you that if you're going to count in a different way than what he's telling us, you're going to pay for it. There's going to be a plague. So in other words, God is asking you, you want to count Am Yisrael, you count Am Yisrael, but you're not allowed, by the way, David HaMelech did something wrong with this and there was a plague.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to just come and count Am Yisrael. First of all, there is another reason that we'll say that. En habracha shora elo ma shesamui min ha'ayin. The blessing is not on something that is revealed. It's something that is hidden. So you don't just count. It's not money. You don't count Am Yisrael. Because the way you start counting, you are calling all the troubles to come. That's why you count in a different way. You're just not counting the people. You're counting the money. You're counting the coins. And this way, there is not going to be a plague because you're not counting the people. That's why, for example, when you want to see if you have a minion, you say, Oshia et tamecha, uvarechet nachlatecha, urev venasem ad haolam. That's exactly 10. And you don't count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 from the same reason. You don't give a number. Because we are not numbers.
That's right.
We are people. Yeah. We are persons. We are a part of a whole nation that is called Am Yisrael. It's a special nation. That's why you're not allowed to do what you do with other people. You're not allowed to do in Am Yisrael. But the question is, okay, so you give a coin. Okay, I understand. What's the meaning of Kitisa et Rosh Bnei Yisrael? What is the idea? Kitisa. What is Kitisa? What is the translation? Amen.
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 What is the translation of Kitisa? What is the English translation?
To take the sun.
The census. When you take the census.
No?
and the children.
When thou takest. So
we all
son,
know a little Hebrew, yes?
The son.
Can you translate Kitisal, what you see in the translation?
No.
Because the translation here, as in other places, he wants to explain to you, in not translating, he's really explaining what he thinks is the idea behind. So we're talking about counting. But that's not what we're saying. It's Kitisa. Kitisa. Tisa is leso, laset. In other words, to raise up something.
It's also
to take.
Carry.
Kitisa, also nisuim, also carrying.
Nisuim,
carrying a heavy burden.
And nasi comes from it, no?
Nasi, yes, nasi. What is nasi? Somebody who is up there. And what is the head? You see, the idea is this counting.
That's the beauty of Hebrew. You have one shoulder, and you have.
And by the way, they're all connected.
Yeah.
There is always a connection.
I just heard something very nice that it has nothing to do with this, about Hebrew, but Emmet, they were talking about, you know, the parties when they have the names, they're rushing to get numbers, and Emmet is mamash. Aleph, the beginning, Mem, the middle, and Tuf is the end. It includes the whole.
Tzadikim. Emet al Tzadikim.
And it's Emet.
And by the way, that's Emet.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the idea of Emet.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so now we understand there is something strange happening here. We have done this counting. When is it happening?
This is happening after the
golden calf sin. Mm-hmm. Though in our Parsha, it's before.
Yes.
Which is also the reason to one of the explanations. So what happened is, Am Yisrael sinned in the golden calf. And after they understood how wrong they were ashamed. And in other words, when you're ashamed, where is your head?
Down.
Down. And when you're down, and when you're depressed, how do you function?
Very bad,
if you function at all.
Yeah.
So in other words, this is a big lesson for us in life. Even if you did something very wrong, so you have to take yourself together and raise up your head and move in the right direction. They say, Sheva ipol tzadik vekam. 7 times a tzadik falls and gets up. So people think, we talked about it a lot, because it's a very important lesson. People think that the tzaddik, because he's a tzaddik, he can fall 7 times and still keep himself in the right position. But that's not the idea. The idea is, in order to be a tzaddik, you have to fall 7 times. Yes? And if you look in life, you will see that the best people are those people who went to failure, they did mistakes, they fixed them, and they got to the highest level they can, because they learned the lesson. By the way, Yehuda was chosen to be the king and not Yosef. And we talked about it a lot. And Yehuda did a lot of mistakes. But he admitted the mistakes and he fixed them. Or at least tried to fix them. And this is the meaning of a tzaddik. A tzaddik goes through tests. Sometimes he falls. And when he falls, he's got the strength
to get up.
Then he falls again. And what happens to somebody who falls and gets up again? Is he stronger or weaker?
Yes.
Stronger.
And by the way, it's not nice to say, but you can see at the Holocaust, unfortunately, the people who survived the Holocaust, they were very successful.
Yes.
And it's unbelievable to people don't understand it. How can it be? This guy came from nothing and suddenly he's a millionaire, he's a very successful guy. Why? Because nothing could stop them.
Yeah.
Because they went through hell. They were there and they came out. So you couldn't frighten those people.
Kushner's grandparents were Holocaust survivors.
Yeah,
sure.
So you see, it's unbelievable that from a failure, you get up. So in other words, there is another way to look at this whole sin of the golden calf. It's to understand that when we go through life, sometimes we do mistakes. The thing is, even when you do a mistake, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, the first thing you do now, it's not the counting, it's Kitisa et Rosh Bnei Yisrael. You count them because you tell them that you are important. Raise up your head. God wants to know what's happening with you. God wants to count his children. He wants to know that they are there. Those who survive, he wants them to get up and move in the right direction. Ki tisa et rosh bnei Yisrael. Raise their head up, because after the golden calf, the head was down. There are a lot of other explanations to understand the idea of raising the head up, because if you put your head down, you are like an animal. Because the animal looks down. Mm-hmm. And the animal's got all in the same level. The heart, the liver, and the mind, and the head is in the same level. In other words, what controls the beast is the beastly soul, not the holy soul.
Except for the giraffe, he looks up.
Yeah.
I don't know if he looks up, he also looks down. He's got a long neck, but he doesn't look like this, he looks down.
Yeah.
Even though...
Depends on the tree.
Even to eat and to...
He's got to eat from the tree, yeah.
Yeah, but you're also an animal, when she has to eat, and the leaf is up there, she raises her head. But normally she walks with her head down. If you look at animals, you look at a dog, you look at any animal, they don't walk like this, they walk like this. That's the way they walk. They raise their head once in a while, but that's not the idea. Is how do you move generally? Also, when you walk on four, everything is on the same level. Human being goes mind, heart, and liver. In other words, that's the way, and that is melech. Melech, moach, mind, lev, kaved. In other words, that is a melech. Otherwise, it's a lemech. It's a chelem. That is not a melech.
A chelem.
Yes, but it's not a melech. And that's exactly the point. If you are in this position, you are depressed, you're putting your head down, you start behaving like a beast, like an animal. And you've got no cheshek to do anything. And that's, of course, not the way to go in life. So the first thing Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us, before I'm telling you about the golden calf and the sin, I want you to learn a lesson. It doesn't matter what you're going to read and what you're going to see. You have to understand, sometimes you fall, so what do? You raise up your head and you climb up again. By the way, we're talking about failure and bankruptcy and things. The president of the United States, Donald Trump, he fell quite a few times, lost everything, and become one of the richest person in the world. And now he's also the president of the United States.
Yeah. And he's a tzaddik then.
A tzaddik is, if this is what you want. By the way, it's a very interesting thing. It's like I met a girl many years ago, and she told me a very interesting thing. She says, you can get anything you want in life, but there is a price tag on it. Anything you want. And in the beginning, I was arguing with her. What? But he said, think about it. And I thought about it. You know, you want to be a millionaire? If you go in this direction, you become a millionaire. Sometimes you will have
but
to
you
do...
Pay the price.
Exactly. Sometimes you will have to do... You can steal. You can be a crook. And you become a millionaire. In other words, if there is something you really want... And the Halacha said, our sages say it, "V'derech she'adam rotze leilech molichim oto." That's our sages are saying it. In a way that somebody wants to walk, you are going to be
helped.
V'derech she'adam rotze leilech molichim oto. So in other words, there is only one thing. You have to pay a price. And sometimes, it's a terrible price. But, if you want, you can. So in other words, if you're falling as a thief 7 times, you will become an archetype. You will become a super thief. But you're going to be a thief. That's not the idea. It's like when you talk about the Torah, is tzadikim yelchu ba uposhim ikashlu ba. The tzadikim, when they learn Torah, they go better and better. But the rashaim, they also can learn Torah. But they want the Torah to use for the wrong side, so they're going to fall. In other words, it's in your hands. You decide what you want to do. So the Torah tells us the first thing: Ki tisa et rosh bnei Yisrael v'fikudeihem v'natnu ish kofer nafsho la'Hashem.
Sometimes they count, so they say nisht
The people want to try and do things, but it's
I know the Lorraine, my cousins, for instance, if you ask them how many grandchildren they have, they'll never give you a number.
Yeah, because it's again, it's the Enabar Hashorah.
I don't like to give a number.
The blessing is where it's hid, where things are hidden. That's Neged Ayin Hara, because you see, it's like, what is the reason we pray in a minyan? We try to pray in a minyan. We try to pray with a lot of people. Why? Because when we are a part of a congregation, God looks at us as a congregation and not as an individual. Now, if God is going to look at us as an individual, each one of us got a sin. That's what Bilam HaRasha wanted. When the Rasha wanted to curse Am Yisrael. So he was trying to find something that is wrong with Am Yisrael. The problem is, it's like I told you a few times, that it's like somebody who wears clothes. Now, if he's got a hole in his T-shirt, but he's got a blouse, he's got a tzitzis or whatever, he's got a jacket, you won't see the hole. But if the hole is also on the tzitzis, you also won't see the hole. But if the hole is also on the jacket and the tzitzis and his blouse and the T-shirt, then you also won't see, only if it's in the same place. But that's exactly what Bilam HaRasha was looking. He was looking for a sin that everybody's doing. But if you're part of the congregation, so this one's got a hole in the T-shirt, the other one's got a hole in the shirt, and the other one's got a hole in the jacket. But it's not in the same place. So really what we're doing, we're covering each other. And that's the idea of being a part of the people and not being alone. If you stand alone, so you have a problem. You're going to be judged alone.
I'm covering for you.
Yeah, we are covering on each other.
Hope for me, yeah.
Yes. Okay. It's hope for everybody. Then we have to talk a little about the golden calf. Mm-hmm. But you know, before the golden calf, we have the Shabbos. We don't talk a lot about Shabbos, and Shabbos is that I think 12 times mentioned in the Torah. Mm-hmm. And in our parasha, it's really going, there is quite a lot being told to us about the Shabbos.
But here he say something very dramatic about keeping Shabbos.
He says a few dramatic things. And the first thing is, like Or HaChaim HaKadosh said, there are three different, let's say, shmirot, keeping, guarding the Shabbos. Mm-hmm. In our parasha, you see. First of all, Ach et Shabtotai Tishmoru, Perek Lamed Alef, Pasuk Yud Bet, Pasuk 12. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Le'emor, Ve'ata Daber Ebnei Yisrael Le'emor, Ach et Shabtotai Tishmoru, you should keep Shabbos, because what? Ki ot hi ben yom v'nechem. What is ot?
Sign.
Three.
A sign. Okay. Sign. Now let's go to Pasuk Tet Zayin. Tet Zayin? Yes, Tet Zayin. 16. ושמרו בני ישראל את השבת,
לעשות את השבת,
לעשות את השבת לדורותם ברית עולם.
הוא בני ישראל, הוא עיר.
And before it, sorry, the pasuk says, ששת ימים יעשה מלאכה, וביום השביעי שבת שבתון, קודש להשם. So the first one is Ot, second one is Kodesh, and the third one is La'asot. So let's understand what we are really talking about. So Ot is a sign. Like, for example, you have a shop and there is a sign on the shop. The sign means here is a shop. It can be a makolet, it can be a restaurant. As long as the sign is there, even if you see the shop closed, you know that the guy went, let's say, for holiday or went for a few hours, is going to be back. But when you see that the sign on the shop is taken down, what does it mean?
It's closed.
It's closed down. That's it. Finished. The same way is the Shabbos. The Shabbos is the sign of a Jew. That's our sign. If you keep Shabbos, you're Jewish. Sometimes you can go here, go and go there, but if you keep Shabbos, and each one in his own way, you still have the sign that you are Jewish. You're going to come back even if you went far away. But if you stop, let's say, relating to Shabbos, if you stop keeping Shabbos, you don't care about this day at all, it means that you're not Jewish anymore. That's it. It's finished. It's like, the Chafetz Chaim Zatzal says, it's like an engagement. When you see a girl with a ring on her hand, engagement ring, you know she's engaged. So even if you hear rumors that they have a fight and it happens, as long as she's got the ring on her hand, it's going to be a wedding. But if one day you see that the ring is not there, it's finished. That's Shabbos. And what is Kodesh? When we, marriage in Am Yisrael is called Kiddushim. The connection between us, Shabbos, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is like the relationship between a couple, and it has to be holy. So in other words, the other thing, one thing is, it's a sign. The other thing, Shabbos has to be holy. And what is holy? We don't do any jobs, don't do anything. Says our Rahim HaKadosh, this is one of the unbelievable things of Shabbos. You really do nothing and you keep Shabbos. You get rewarded. You keep Shabbos. But then comes the third thing, la'asot. What is la'asot?
To make.
To do. To make. Action. In other words, you cannot just have a Shabbos. Okay, so you didn't do any sin, but that's not Shabbos. Shabbos has to be something special. You have to do things for Shabbos. And the same thing is with marriage, with the couple, with the relationship. If you don't put any efforts into the relationship, it's going to fade away. You have to put effort. You have to do la'asot. And that is the idea of Shabbos. You don't just keep Shabbos. You do something special out of Shabbos. You do a nice meal. You have Dvar Torah. You do something special.
Nice clothes.
Nice clothes.
You drink wine.
Yes. All those things are a part of making the Shabbos a special day. It says,
you meet
the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, another thing. What is Lishmo? If you remember when Yosef had his dream, it's written that Yaakov ishamar et hadavar belibo. He kept this thing in his heart. What does it mean? He was waiting for it to happen. He understood that those dreams are true and they're going to come true. So he was waiting for them to come true. Says Rahim HaKadosh, the same way is, what is to keep Shabbos? Keep. What's the whole idea? Is to wait for Shabbos. That's why, by the way, we say every day Shir Shel Yom, the song of the day. And it says, Ayom Yom Rishon Be Shabbat. Ayom Yom Sheni Be Shabbat. Ayom Yom Shlishi Be Shabbat. In other words, you remember Shabbos every day of the week and not every, and you're waiting for it. You're waiting. When is Shabbos going to come? It's a precious thing. You want it to come. And you finish Shabbos, you're already waiting for the next Shabbos.
Yes,
that's why they say,
even in the kitchen, to make the menu, to go to the super, to go.
By the way, our sages used to go to the market, for example, and buy on Sunday a fish for Shabbos. And then on Monday, they find a better fish, so they ate the fish they bought yesterday and bought another fish for Shabbos.
I hope they did, because if they kept them for Shabbos.
But you see, if you look from the outside, it's very interesting. If you look from the outside, what does it look like? This guy is buying a fish to eat at the same day. But it's all intention in your mind. So the minute you put Shabbos in your daily life, so you see something good to buy for Shabbos, you buy it for Shabbos. You find something better, you buy it another thing. So the whole week, you are waiting for the Shabbos to come. And that's the idea of Shabbos. Shabbos is the connection between us and God. And by the way, Or Chaim Kadosh says that those who don't keep Shabbos will have a problem with Olam Haba, because they've got no connection. Because what is Shabbos? Me'ein Olam Haba. It's like the next world. In other words, if you keep Shabbos, you are connected where? To Olam Haba. So in order to get Olam Haba, you need to keep Shabbos, because this is your connection. This is, let's say, the key that is going to open your Olam Haba. But if you don't keep Shabbos, you have a problem. And we can talk more and more about Shabbos, because it's really an unbelievable thing. It's a present, you know. I'm thinking about it. Even if it was not a religious thing,
right?
It's just such a great idea.
To invent it. No.
Because, you know, yeah, like, especially today,
it wouldn't be the same if it wasn't a religious thing. It would be a holiday.
It wouldn't happen. Let's put it this way. It's yeah. Because each one of us got his own ideas. But the minute you know you have to do it, and you understand and realize what's in it, it's an unbelievable thing. You know, today with all the phones and the computers and the cars and the thing, people don't rest on Shabbos. Even if they don't work on Shabbos, mm-hmm. So they go to this, they drive there, and they on the phone the whole day. Think about our Shabbos. What? Shabbos comes in, no phone, no computer, no cars, no nothing. We are with God. We are with God and with the family. And that's unbelievable.
My niece wrote that you have to learn to turn off your phone once a week. And I said, it's called Shabbos.
Yeah. And it's so God, like, he loves us so much that he gave us this great present, which is Shabbos. It's unbelievable, this Shabbos. And unfortunately, people don't realize, and they try to go against it. But that's why we learn. That's why it's, I think, 12 times in the Torah to tell us how important it is. And that's our sign. And by the way, it's very interesting also that a goy that keeps Shabbos
is forbidden.
It's not only forbidden, it's going to punish, his punishment is death, which is very strange. Shabbat ilachem, Shabbos of you want to keep Shabbos, become Jewish. Otherwise, you cannot keep Shabbos. By the way,
but the evangelists, they keep Shabbos, yes, but in a different way, no.
But still,
it doesn't matter. You're not allowed to keep Shabbos as a Jew. If you're not Jewish, you're not allowed. By the way, you can keep everything, but you have to do a few sins. This is a very interesting question. For example, a ger. On the procedure, when he wants to become Jewish, what does he do on Shabbos? He's not Jewish yet.
Mm-hmm. He carries the key.
You're laughing, but that's it.
But it is a joke. It forms into a joke.
There is a lot of jokes about it.
Yeah.
He carries the key. So when the people told him, you're not allowed to keep Shabbos, he said, no, I have a key in my pocket. He says, it's an error. I don't hold it the error.
So some of those in the procedure, they used to go out and smoke on Shabbos or do whatever it is and kept everything except this. And it's very interesting, but it's exactly, that's the Torah. The Torah is telling us we are special people. Special doesn't mean that we are above people or better than others. We have a job. And this job is to bring the whole world to become one. So in order to do this, we have certain rules. And one of those rules is Shabbos. Shabbos is the sign that you are Jewish. In other words, if you're not Jewish, don't keep Shabbos. You want to do Shabbos on Sunday? Do it on Sunday. Do it on Monday. But you cannot keep our Shabbos. A few words on Shabbos. And there is, of course, a lot more to talk about Shabbos. Just to understand, and I think I told you the story also with Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. Somebody came and asked him a question. They had in their congregation two families. One family, all the children become rabbis and really scholars. And the other family, they all left the religion. And they didn't understand why. Because both of those families in those times, when they came to the States, it was very hard to keep Shabbos. Because people had to work on Shabbos. And they get paid every week. And if you said you were not coming to work on Shabbos, you were fired. Yeah. So unfortunately, a lot of Jews couldn't go through this test and they Chalel Shabbos. But there were others that didn't care about anything and they kept Shabbos. And now those two families, they kept Shabbos. And they were fired. The father was fired every week from his job and had to look for a new job the next week. So they asked the Reb Moshe Feinstein, how is it? Now those two families, both the fathers, the parents kept Shabbos. And one become like this great family and the others, they left the religion. He says, I know exactly what happened there. You see, those who become rabbis, all the family and scholars and things, when the father came home after he was fired, he was coming dancing. Oh, it's so good to be a Jew. I succeeded again to keep Shabbos. I'm going to keep Shabbos. So they got the understanding that Shabbos is more important than anything else, and it's a happy thing, it's a good thing. Even if you lose your job. The other family, every Friday you come, again, I have to go and look for a new job next week because I'm Jewish, I have to keep Shabbos. Terrible. What can I do? I have to keep Shabbos. So